5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. We got to line you up for Sunday payday in the NFL. The Falcons and Bengals kick it off in the jungle in the Queen City at Paycor Stadium. Cincinnati laying 6.5, 47.5 the total. The Bengals now 500, 1-1 at home. The Falcons are 500, 1-2 on the streets. How about the Falcons? They've covered in all six games against the spread. They've been unbelievable. They're coming off a blowout win over the 49ers by two touchdowns at the Benz in Hot Town, Atlanta. The Bengals, meanwhile, found their groove with a 30-26 win over the Saints in Nolens on Bourbon Street at the Dome. Joey Cool Burrow threw for 300 yards and three touchdowns, an excellent performance. He was 28 of 37. Meanwhile, Andy Dalton threw for a 162 and a TD in a ho-hum effort for the Saints in that one. But the Bengals could end up being a problem for the Falcons in Cincy. The Lions and Cowboys hook up at Jerry's World in Arlington. Dallas laying 7. 49 is the number. Dak Prescott returns for the boys, who are 4-2 and 2-1 at home. The Lions, meanwhile, the same old Detroit Lions, 1-4, 0-2 away. I've heard it all. Dan Campbell's a great coach because he talks tough about eating people and everything else and being violent and knocking people on their ass, except they never win. And Dallas got by with Cooper Rush as quarterback. He did a hell of a job for Dallas while Dak has been out with the thumb, but he's returning now, and we'll see what happens. Goff has thrown for 3, make it 1,355 yards, 11 TDs for the Lions. I will say this, he does have a smoke show hottie girlfriend, Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Rookie of the Year. Getting involved. Let's see what Dallas does at home. They should be able to light it up against the Lions. Possible over here, the number's 49. The Colts and Titans hook up in Smashville at Nissan Stadium. They're excited in Nashville these days because the Titans just got a $2.2 billion new dome stadium approved. That'll be coming in a few years. Tennessee laying 2.5 here, 42.5, the number, a divisional game with the Colts, who are 3-2-1, 1-1-1 on the road. Titans 3-2, 1-1 at home. You remember they lost that game in the opener to the G-Men Big Blue, but they've got Derrick Henry now, 408 yards, 5 TDs. We'll see what Matty Ice does. He's thrown for 1,765 yards and 8 touchdowns. Pittman has 417 yards receiving and a TD. You'd think he'd have more TDs by now, right? The Titans have won 3 in a row. They beat the Raiders 24-22 at home. Then they went on the road and beat the Colts in Indy by a touchdown 24-17. And then they were able to stop the Commanders at the 2-yard line on 4th down in D.C. at the dump at FedEx, beating the Commanders 21-17. So Tennessee's been hot. We'll see if they can keep it going. Meanwhile, the Dolts have won two in a row. They won that ugly game in Denver in primetime, 12-9. And then the Jags, they disposed of 34-27 at Lucas Oil last week. Here they are playing the Titans again. They lost to them by a touchdown at home. Now they're in Smashville. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers hit the road for D.C. now to take on the Commanders. The Pack 3-3, 1-1 away. Commanders 2-4 and 1-2 at home. Ice cold Heine, your boy Heineken. Our boy Taylor Heineke now in charge of the Commanders now that Carson Wentz is injured again. Of course, the Commanders coming off a win over the Bears, 12-7. It was ugly, but they got the W. Prior to that, they had lost four in a row to the Lions on the road, Eagles at home, Dallas on the road, and Titans at home. The Packers thought they were rolling after winning three in a row against the Bears, Bucks on the road, and Pats at home. And then they lost to the Giants at Lambeau, 27-22 in London, rather, and then at Lambeau to the Jets, 27-10. They got spanked by the gangrene. Rodgers is thrown for 1,400 yards and 9 touchdowns, but they're definitely lacking something. Meanwhile, they're laying 4.5 here at FedEx. 41.5 is the number. Jones has run for 409 yards for the Pack. McLaurin has a TD and 367 yards for the Commanders. Basically, the Commanders do nothing right. God, you would think that Rodgers would be able to beat them no matter where they play. I mean, what is going on with the Green Bay Packers? They are simply not a good football team. All those young receivers have let them down. Are they going to make a move at the trade deadline? It looks like they might have to, the way they've been playing. I have said numerous times on Coast to Coast, I am not a buyer, and Matt LaFleur gets way too much credit as some kind of a genius coach. If he didn't have Aaron Rodgers, he wouldn't have all this fancy reputation he's packing, because the bottom line is, if he didn't have them, they'd be losing left and right. The only reason they win at all in Green Bay, and it's been the last few years, is because of Rodgers. He is the reason LaFleur has high praise around the league. They talk about the LaFleur tree. How's that tree doing with Nathaniel Hackett out in Denver? He's awful. I don't think LaFleur's awful. I just think he gets way too much juice for doing nothing. Rodgers is the reason they win in Green Bay, or they lose. The Buccaneers, as average as they are at 3-3, 2-1 away with Tom Brady, who seems lost this year. It's because he's old and finished. How's that for a reason? And the reason he's so out of it is because his wife left him. Let's get down to business here. He looked like he was bored to death in Pittsburgh last week as the Steelers kicked the Bucs' ass in the Steel City. They're in Carolina this time to take on the miserable Panthers. Steve Wilks not doing any better than Rule did. They're 1-5, 1-3 at home. Flat out awful. Tampa's laying 11. I don't think Tampa can cover 11 against anybody in the NFL, let alone the Panthers, but they're laying that big piece. 40.5 is the number. Brady's thrown for 1,652 yards and 8 touchdowns. McCaffrey's got a couple TDs, 393 yards for Carolina. He's been the subject of massive trade rumors going around the NFL the last couple of weeks. Watch out for Mike Evans, 3 TDs, 358 yards. He seems invisible, too, for the most part. So what about the Giants? The G-men are going to Jacksonville to take on the 2-4 Jags. Jacksonville 1-1 at home. The Giants stunningly 5-1, 2-0 away. Jacksonville favored by 3. You got to be kidding me. How is that possible? 42 is the number. It sounds like the odds makers are expecting a terrible football game down in the sunshine with the Giants and Jags. The Giants have been spectacular, and that's just all there is to it. They've won 5 of 6. They've won 3 in a row. They beat the Bears 20-12. The Packers in London by 5, holding the Packers scoreless in the second half except for a safety. And the Ravens, they beat them down 10. They win by 4, 24-20 at the Meadowlands in East Rutherford. Now they got their next two on the road, this one in Jacksonville, and the following game right before Halloween against the Seahawks in Seattle. Watch out for Saquon Barkley. 616 yards and 4 touchdowns already this season. He's been awesome. The Browns and Ravens hook up in the Charm City at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. The Ravens lay in 6.5, 45.5 the number. The Ravens are 500. The Browns are 2-4. They're 1-1 away. The Ravens surprisingly 1-2 at home. The Ravens are the kings of blowing leads. They blew the big lead against the Dolphins. They blew the big lead against the Bills. They blew a lead of 10 against the Giants. All they do is blow leads. Maybe it's because they're just an average football team. Get ready to give your quarterback $275 million. Have fun with that. Because the bottom line is, he doesn't win big games. And that's what it's all about in the NFL. Winning when it matters. The Jets have been surreal. They're 4-2. They're 3-0 on the road. And they're on the road again this week in Denver to take on the hapless 2-4 Broncos. Although they've won both their home games, Denver surprisingly laying 1.5 here. 38 is the number. How about the Jets? They spanked the Packers at Lambeau, if that wasn't enough. The week before, they put 40 on the Fins, and they came back to beat the Steelers. They've been awesome. The Texans meet the Raiders in Vegas. The Raiders are laying 7, 45.5 the number. The Raiders 1-4, miserable. So are the Texans, 1-3-1. They're 1-2 away. Raiders 1-1 at home. The Seahawks and Chargers hook up at SoHi in Inglewood, Cali, Lipstick City. Chargers lay in 5.5, 50's the number. The Seahawks with Geno Smith, 3-3. The Chargers are 4-2 and 2-1 at home. The Chiefs and Niners hook up in Santa Clara. Kansas City lay in 2.5, 48.5 is the number. Chiefs 4-2, Niners are 3-3. And then Monday night, Bears and Pats at Gillette in Foxborough. The Pats lay in 7.5, 39.5 the number. The Bears stink. They're 2-4. The Pats are tough. 3-3 and 1-1 at home.